May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And so as I've said to you before, whenever God gives you insight into anything, as you begin to walk in fullness or personal renewal, revival, you got to be like a pipe that's open on both ends. It's extraordinary how much that facilitates growth and solidity in your walk with the Lord, that what God's pouring in, you got to give out. Because if you don't, it'll just stop. It'll begin to dry up. And so I've been really longing to give out a little bit. And where I've been hanging out is just Romans chapter 16. And Romans chapter 16 is just one of those kind of concluding, see you later, been good to talk to you kind of chapters. But of course, there's nowhere in Scripture that's irrelevant. It's all pretty important. And what I've been confronted with, what's blown me away about this, and as I get back in the saddle more, for those of us CTKers, to talk about just the in Christ reality, that just the first part of Romans 16, that's just astounding. And I've been, you know, thinking about these things for decades, but it just hit me so much, so profoundly. Let me just read these verses to you, and we'll settle in on one. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church, which is in Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord. Now, see, that receive her in the Lord, that's different than just receiving somebody. We'll talk about that in the days to come. And receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Jesus Christ, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only did I give thanks, but also to all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the churches in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved. I love that. Paul refers to these men as my beloved. Not real culturally correct, is it? Who is the first convert to Christ from Asia Minor. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. And this is the one I just want to stop at. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ, and greet these of the household of Aristobulus. When I read that scripture, I thought, wow, what a great nickname. Greet Apelles, the approved in the Lord, the approved in Christ. And I thought, well, that can't just be a unique nickname for him. But evidently, it was tagged to him because it was something he really needed to know, that he was approved in Christ. But again, that was a unique name given to him, but wasn't just true about him, is that if you're in Christ, you're part of the approved. But I love the fact that this one guy, you talk about inner healing, is that whenever Jesus gets through with just messing with everything in your life and you come to understand what it means to be in the Lord, in Christ, this whole new realm of reality from which you're living in this pulsating reality of divine potential and purpose all the time. Nothing's the same. You greet people in Christ. You receive people in Christ. He didn't say they were fellow workers for the Lord. But of course, we do work for the Lord. But they're all fellow workers in the Lord in cooperation with his divine life and purpose. It's just a totally different realm of reality, this in Christ thing. But he's approved in the Lord. And so just looking at that word, I mean, there's some obvious things, but it really kind of has a dual meaning. One of the meanings is obvious. You're welcome. The idea is a welcome to embrace, to make your own. So one of the things they're saying about this Apelles is that he's come to know because he's in Christ. Everything else is secondary. First and foremost, he's in the Lord. And in the Lord, he finds himself embraced. He finds himself welcomed, that he belongs to, he's owned by someone who chose him, who wanted him. But the idea of approval that's translated in the English The word also, it kind of has this idea of taking something up with your right hand. And the language isn't just pick it up. You take it up as if you're going to take something up because you're going to work with it. And what I began to see about this guy is that he probably dealt with a lot of self-rejection, a lot of self-hatred, and just qualified himself. There's no telling what his past was, but it's irrelevant what his past was. I mean, he doesn't even have the same family tree anymore. He's like in Christ, right? Everything's changed. And in Christ, he's not just welcome and embraced and celebrated, but he has been taken up. He was a missing piece. He's part of the workmanship, that masterpiece. And that it's not that God approves of everything we do or everything that we think. Now, our tendency is to always therefore assume, okay, I know when I do bad things and I think bad thoughts, he doesn't approve. He also doesn't approve when we have thoughts of unbelief about who we are in Christ. I think that grieves him more than anything. That breaks his heart more. He knows that we're learning, we're growing, our minds being transformed to think like in Christ people. People who live every moment in another person's story full of divine potential and purpose. That's reality. But he knows that we're having to be transformed. So I think it grieves his heart much more when we walk in unbelief, when we don't know the truth. As much as when we quite do those old thoughts again and, you know, kind of act things out. Because you see, I think what the word here, apelles, the approved in the Lord. Not the approved by the Lord, the approved of the Lord, but the approved in the Lord, because he's in the Lord. It's like that whole thing again in Song of Solomon 1. You're dark but lovely, and I've told you in the last few weeks that word lovely doesn't just mean delightful, but perfect fit. Yeah, you're dark. You were born out of sin. You're still learning. You're growing. You're being transformed. But none of those things disqualify you for divine purpose. You're a perfect fit. He can, in your weakness, his strength is made perfect. Don't let the devil tell you that somehow it can't ever be as good for you as it is for others that you've read about or hear about. Grace, that's what grace is so incredible. It surpasses everything. It's the surpassing grace of God. And he said, here's this one who's been taken up, and he's just the missing piece. That's the language there. I approve of you because, oh yes, you find approval. You're just the missing piece I needed to make this work. What do you mean make this work? So that fullness can be expressed through you. Because fullness can't be expressed through anybody who's ever lived like it can be expressed through you. There's a lot more we'll say about that, but it's kind of like when we mess up and fail and the enemy tells us once again how disqualified we really are. You know, how much we don't deserve, how much we're just there and we're glad we're there, but we're not very useful. It's as if this person, this Jesus, he's taking us up and he looks at us, and though he disapproves of what we said or did or thought, he never disapproves of us as being the right piece that he picks up to be the perfect fit for fullness. And so with genius in his mind, with joy in his heart and delight in his eyes, he picks us up as a piece of clay that may have been marred even in his hands and goes, oh, I can do something wonderful with this. That's what that word means. It just blew my doors off. I thought, well, if I had to go through what I've gone through just to see that one thing, Chuck, the approved, that you never disapprove of the choice of me because you believe you can do wonderful things. I'm a perfect fit. I'm approved. Not just welcomed, but useful. Isn't that awesome? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.